This is a HeadGum Podcast.
HeadGum Podcast. I'm drinking rum to a forecast. I'm at the gym, my house, the car, or work. A public place with a fucking smirk. Yeah, this show is way too funny. I listen to it when I'm making money. Yeah, my boss tells me to take my earphones off. But I say, fuck off, bitch. Just kidding, not really, cause then I would get fired. That would be a satire ending. If you don't know what I'm talking about, take a seat, listen to the fucking beat. This is Sit Fire Your Show with Jake and Amir. So seize the cheese as you please. Enjoy the show, son.
Justin Gonsalves.
Oh, Gonsalves.
We met that dude in Toronto. Good dude. UTK.
Nice.
You're a rapper.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Pretty good.
How is the flow? Like, how do you rate it? There's there flow? Of, is there beats? Is there
atmosphere?
Oh, yeah.
From Minnesota,
yeah.
Circa like 2001, 2002.
So you have
some early atmosphere. So he's got a lot of promise.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Low on flow, high on heart.
Oh.
Really good. Justin, you did good. It's pretty like good for a Japanese guy. I like it.
Do you think he's Japanese or is that just how you compliment
Gonzalez?
People? Pretty good.
Yeah, he's definitely Japanese.
Pretty good for a Japanese guy.
Yeah.
UTK, thanks for coming on the show.
I'm so excited. Ladies and gentlemen of the world, this is a seminal moment in my life.
This is so funny.
Jake and Amir are my, can I curse?
Yeah.
Are my friggin' heroes.
Whoa, I didn't think you'd go that far.
We'll edit it out.
You guys, I'm like, I'm shaking right now. I'm so hard. This is amazing. And you guys are probably all fans of Jake and Amir. I've seen every episode. It's a great show. Your writing is so good. Your chemistry, just the brotherhood.
You sound really excited, but you look so
between
poised.
You guys.
You're sitting with your legs crossed. You were wiping your glasses earlier.
I am.
Like, you look.
It's
like
what
you
I do when I'm nervous.
Yeah, you get very calm.
I get stoic as fuck. But you guys, I mean, you're so good, and it's awesome to sit with Amir because you've actually been in a Harold and Kumar movie. So it's like when they say it to me. To make fun of me, but they'll say it to you, and it's actually real.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Good. I brought race in there way too fast.
Well, let's talk about it. We have to.
Yeah, let's talk about white people.
Otherwise, we've done videos with you for College Humor before. For those of you who don't know, UTK is, you're an actor, rapper, writer, musician.
Performer.
A little bit of everything.
Yep.
Thanks.
So what, if people are listening and they don't quite remember who you are, what do you get known for the most?
Get known for
you're the guy in
Pitch Perfect, Mindy Project. I'm in this group called Freestyle Love Supreme, which I'm the least well-known and famous member of,
because one of them is just the megastar of the
one
universe
of them is
right
fucking
now
Sondheim.
And then there's Lynn.
Oh yeah. And then there's Lynn. Yeah.
And then you've done College Humor videos. You're in the freestyle rap intern videos.
Yeah, there was the rap battle between you and Streeter.
Yeah.
How is Streeter?
Streeter actually killed himself. Yeah. 17 years ago yesterday.
About fucking time.
No, Streeter's doing great. He's writing for SNL.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So all of our friends are doing pretty good for themselves.
Yeah, it's like professional jealousy.
Yeah.
He's good, though.
He's good. He's
man,
good.
And then the prank videos, you weren't a part of that, so
I
don't want to.
I was part of Harold and Kumar, so I don't know if this is.
I don't want to.
I don't know if you're
you
a Amir fan or an Amir fan.
I'm a huge Amir fan. I'm a huge fan of you personally. We've spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, we've had some fun times.
Jake hit on my ex-girlfriend on Halloween.
Your girlfriend?
You were like, damn, girl, let me get up on them butt cheeks.
I don't remember.
I was like,
that's what
Jake,
you must have said.
Happy Halloween.
It usually does work.
It worked. I mean, it definitely worked. She cheated on me a lot.
Not with me, though, right?
I don't think she did in real life. I gotta go, guys.
No, wait,
you're not still with her, though, right?
No, I'm single. I'm single right now.
So when we're
answering... And I want to be clear that I had nothing to do with the break of the Halloween.
No, no.
Like, yeah, all right,
no.
Cool.
So
we good.
When we answer these questions, this is an advice podcast. I don't know if you know.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's called If I Were You, and it's just basically Jake and I are answering questions from people who are in difficult places in their lives.
Okay.
And oftentimes... it's going to be relationship advice. And
oh, fuck.
I feel like, you know, we're all... How old are you?
I'm going to be 32 in December.
Shit, dude. Okay, so you're 31.
Yeah.
I'm 32. Jake's 30.
When's your birthday?
January.
Capricorn.
Yeah, dude.
January what?
Don't worry about it, dude.
My dad's a Capricorn. You guys, this is totally... This makes so much
something.
Sense.
This is astrologically...
Your birthday was like 2 weeks ago.
August 5th.
August 5th.
So, are you good with birthdays?
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
That's what Facebook is good for.
Yeah.
But I don't post on the wall. If I have your phone number...
You texted me. You texted me
then
some
I'll
emojis.
Text you
actually text me almost every birthday, and it's real nice.
I love you, dude.
I love you too, man.
Amir, your work is just phenomenal.
Jake, you're a good guy. I don't want to play favorites. You're a professional.
No, nor should you, because it's so abundantly obvious even before you play favorites. So these are real emails from real people.
Okay,
guys. UTK, we just need you, besides your sage advice, we need you to give these real emails fake names just so we can preserve their anonymity a little bit. So let's say this guy who's writing, his name.
To give him a strong Irish name.
Oh, I like that.
Cornichon.
Oh, wow. Cornichon, a strong Irish name, is named after the smallest pickle you can actually imagine.
Cornichon Waiters, of like Dion.
Oh, Dion Waiters' cousin, Cornichon.
Yeah, Cornichon.
Gotcha. Cornichon nice. Waiters.
That's Irish?
Yeah. I don't know why it's not Irish, but here we are.
Jake.
Cornichon.
Sort of like a Japanese guy.
Amir, I'm sorry about Jake.
Don't even worry about it. Like, I'm totally used to it at this point.
Yeah. Such a fan of your work.
I can't believe I'm sitting with Jake and Amir, and you're like totally... Like, you're like Amir from the show, but you're
we've hung out before, right? We didn't just meet today.
No, but I always get nervous around you.
It's so funny because you're so clearly cooler than I am.
Not even.
Yes, you are.
No way.
You are objectively cooler than me.
Like, your chain is fucking dope.
It's a keychain from my mom's temple.
I couldn't wear that.
Of course I couldn't wear
a hat like you are backwards.
It's a freebie.
It doesn't matter. At sweats, trendy sweats, a basketball jersey.
I dressed up for you. I really did. I swear to God.
No, it's not. This is your chill outfit. Your chill outfit is cooler than my cool outfit.
I saw you, before we get to this, I saw you when College Humor performed at, not Irving Plaza, but that other, where you guys used to do the yearly theater show.
Yeah.
The Gramercy. You were there, and John Mayer was there, and I was more excited to see you than fucking John Mayer. I was like, yeah, guy, I saw you. I saw you at Trax in fucking 98. Amir. Hi, Amir. I love your tux. Anyway, what's Cornichon say?
Cornichon, good. You're a good host. Good co-host. If Jake ever gets sick or, I don't know.
I mean, you guys don't like me anyway. Right?
I love you, dude.
Why don't you just, you guys should host the show yourself.
I love you. Just the professional respect over on this side. It's a little bit more.
It weighs to the right of the room. Hey, guys, I've written you several times, but I need your help now. This girl I used to hook up with for the last year reached out to me recently to apologize for being a B. I said everything is okay. She jokingly offered a Netflix and chill sesh, and I laughed and agreed. She escalated things quickly until she admitted that she had a girlfriend, but they were looking for a daddy. I was curious, and she told me they wanted me to be part of their role-playing where she wears a pacifier and acts like a little baby girl. I'm not into that kind of stuff, but she is a dime. My question is, how hot does a girl have to be for you to endure to sleep with a dime? Here is a picture of her, and then it's just a picture of her.
Can I see the picture, please? that's the most important part of the fucking thing, dude.
Well, I'm not talking about this girl specifically. I'm just talking about it. We'll answer it in general, too. But this is what the girl looks like. The question is, can the girl be so attractive that you'd be willing to like do a role play that makes you physically uncomfortable?
Cornichon.
Yeah, okay.
That's a weird one, right? The pacifier? It's not like a sexual thing. It's like a weird, like...
Before I even saw the picture, my answer is yes. Right. Why not? When are you going to have the opportunity to be with two girls and you're going to be one's daddy while the other one's a baby?
I think the weird thing is just a baby. Like, if I was fucking a girl and she was like, goo goo gaga, I would be like, I am not a child molester. You're eight, just...
Just
I don't know.
Yelling in case anybody's recording it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but I do. That one's maybe the most uncomfortable fantasy I could imagine fulfilling.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I think unless they're gonna piss and shit on themselves and you have to change a diaper,
right.
How deep are we going into it?
This is a full week long.
You don't even get to have sex. It's just a role play where it's like taking care of an egg in high school.
And you have to burp.
Yeah, for a week you have to breastfeed the baby.
And
you
have to
feed the baby applesauce.
Cry for an hour in the middle of the night.
Do we think that one of the lesbian or bisexual couple, if one of them's playing the mom, so you're like mom and dad to a baby? Is that how it works?
I would think
mom, dad,
so.
And baby. So
and then like, you could fuck while the baby's watching.
Oh, yeah. Don't wake up the baby.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Little game.
That's cool because it's practice.
But what
if it
is a weird thing like that? Like, let's get the baby involved. Like, are you down? Could you do? Would you be
tight?
Because
it's not, I mean, it's not really a baby. It's a little like,
you'd have
it's
to
a little pervy or something, or like, morally ambiguous, but yeah. it's not a real issue.
Do you like when girls call you daddy in bed?
I don't think so. I don't know if it's ever happened, but I don't think that would make me feel comfortable. I've gotten like baby. Oh, baby.
But that's just when they're like playing with your dick.
And yeah.
Like, oh, look at this. My little Cornichon.
Little baby.
But like hearing baby before you're even in a relationship where there's pet names to be had.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like a thing.
I feel like girls jump to daddy before baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like being called daddy a lot.
Daddy?
You do, right?
Yeah, I do. It's really...
It's empowering.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like, not bad.
But do you think of it as a daughter daddy or like a, oh, daddy? Like,
no, I think of like having neck tattoos.
Yeah.
And like, big daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Like you're a big daddy.
Driving a
Cadillac.
Sometimes
I ask girls to call me father.
Yeah. Yeah. Or their father's name. Yeah, or my father's name.
Yeah, call me my father's name.
Or pretend like role playing where you pretend to be my dad and say you're proud of me.
Yeah. can you actually muster up the imagination that
Jake, you did graduate college. You graduated.
So you're saying, yay, worth it. Go for it.
I say go for it. Get for the details. If you don't have to change any diapers and if a threesome's involved and you get to be called daddy, just man up.
Have you ever had a threesome?
I have heard of, yeah, I've had, yeah. I mean, oh, my mother's gonna.
So don't fucking tell me you're not cooler than me, dude.
Like, you haven't?
No, I haven't had a threesome.
You're a mere fucking Blumenfeld.
I don't think anybody thinks I'm as cool as you do.
Actually, what if you two are fucking idiots?
Yeah, you just need a girl. You could have a threesome. You two and somebody else.
You two and you T.
Have you ever doubled up with a dude on a girl?
No, have you?
Eiffel Towered.
I told you I've never had a three. I've never even had a threesome.
Jake,
where it's
have
two
you
ladies.
Had a threesome?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not a guy.
No, no, no.
Yeah, the other one.
The real kind.
Yeah.
The good one.
The kind I wanted. That's the one that I had, yeah.
Well, good for you.
Wait, have you? You've had guy, girl, and guy, girl, girl?
There's no way I was expecting to give up this much of my personal
life. And nor
life.
Do you have to. Don't feel like you're on the spot. You can say pass.
I will say, but then people are going to be like, this is like, probably there's every permutation of Adventure Time I've probably engaged in.
Wow, with five people and under. So there's like 5 factorial, let's say 125 different possibilities and permutations that you've had.
This is why you don't have threesomes.
wait, arrange guys. Are we talking about like even the order at which the guys and girls happen? Because then you're talking about a completely different thing.
I would have to say that I lost you a while ago. I just, you know, I pay my rent and that's all. I mean, you guys haven't had.
You can do. I mean, this isn't a bad thing. This is all good. I'm jealous. I'm angry.
But see me as like a man right now and like. Sometimes there's nice girls listening, mm-hmm. and they're going to be like, oh, he got doo-doo on his dick now.
Sometimes it feels like you're bragging. Sometimes it feels like, oh, now I'm coming across real slutty, and like girls aren't going to think that's hot because I'm chauvinistic. But like, what is it really? It's a sexual desire. Everybody wants to have a threesome. Or, you know,
Amir's falling asleep. Amir's like, this is done. Anyway, yeah, we've done all those things. Cornichon, try it. It's dope.
Yeah, go for it, even if it's just a pacifier.
I'll tell you a gross story.
Okay.
Because I guess I'm just going there right now.
As long as you're comfortable.
I think I am.
We don't get that many listeners, somewhere in the 75 to 100,000 range.
Yeah. All right, guys, check this out.
So imagine standing in the 50-yard line of the Rose Bowl talking to a complete capacity crowd.
I'm down. It's all good. So I'm a... This is a night of extreme drinking.
Got it.
And...
Three beers.
Three beers, yeah,
plus
sure.
a shot.
Whoa! All right, easy does it.
I was out of my gourd. I was not of this world.
You were inside of a gourd.
Yeah, I had checked out.
Yeah,
and I woke up from this brownout. And
is that what it's called when Indian people blackout?
Yeah, I think so.
Got it.
I was on my couch.
Yeah,
and I was furiously masturbating.
Oh, while you were drunk.
Well, yeah, I was like, came out of this blackout. I'm furiously masturbating. There's a pair of perfect breasts in front of me.
Oh.
I cannot remember the face. I don't remember the face attached to them, but I do remember these boobs were really nice.
Okay.
And I'm like nuzzling my face in these boobs, and I come out, and all I hear is like, that's it. Do it for mommy. Good boy.
Wow.
And I was like, how did I get into a mother-son
It's this girl.
Breast suckling jerk off fantasy. This is happening right now.
That's dope. And then you went back into your brownout?
No, then I went and peed and I asked her to leave.
Did you finish or what?
I did not. I got really uncomfortable when I realized what was happening.
See, this is what this guy's afraid of.
I was like, yeah, but this is a little bit different.
That's fucking dope.
I woke up and I was like, oh boy, this is not...
I've been a bad boy, mommy.
Yeah. I was like, wait, did I play along? How far did I start this? What's going on here? I got, you know, when you pull the, I got to pee. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
gotta
one.
Got to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have probably been fired by my agent and manager at this point.
No, it was good publicity.
But Amir, I mean, you're just so good, and I just have so much respect for you as an artist that I just feel like I need to pour my heart out to you. Please put me in something.
Oh, I mean, we should. This is it. This is the beginning. This is all we have for now.
Oh, my God. So exciting.
This is us putting you in something.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Were you always cool, or are you peaking now? Because I was sort of, I mean, you're also a child of immigrant parents, right?
Yeah.
Were you like a nerdy high schooler, or were you cool in high school?
I was okay in high school.
Oh, okay.
I was a nerd, but I was like I got into theater.
Mm.
So I started performing.
Oh.
And then I would do dance competitions.
Oh, shit.
And the morning announcements were televised. So I used to go up and do little rappity raps and sing.
Wow. Where was this?
In Maryland, in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Cool.
It's really fun. It'd be really amazing if you still remembered your morning raps from the morning announcements.
Oh man, I don't. I remember
like cross practice and SAT prep.
Our lip sync dance crew was called the Regulators. We were nerds. We were total geeks, but
like geeks in a cool way.
Yeah, like Ferris
theater
Bueller.
Nerds aren't they all like tight knit and like.
Yeah.
So they're sort of outcasts, but it's like on their own little island. Like they don't care. Nobody
cares.
Yeah,
we were misfits.
Yeah, but
for
like,
sure.
In
underdogs.
A celebrated way. And like,
yeah. And then
which
you
is sort of like the Pitch Perfect thing.
That's exactly my life. I was like the dude who wore tight pants to the nerd party. And they're like, whoa, dude, you're cool. Look at his cardigan.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yes, TJ Maxx. Yes, thank you, Ross. Marshalls.
TJ Maxx.
What'd you do in high school?
I was like...
Debate team?
Not even. Like, I was
me
like
neither.
Newspaper, like trying to write jokes.
I did yearbook.
Yeah, yearbook. A lot of literary stuff.
Yeah.
Like hanging out with my friends playing video games. Like, I didn't perform or anything like that.
Until later?
Yeah, until later.
Played fucking hockey, didn't you?
No, I was kind of nerdy. And I was like lazy and funny. I was like a...
class clown.
Yeah, class clown. I was like a... What's like the like sort of like a lame troublemaker, just like a disruptive asshole,
a dickling.
Yeah, I was a little dickling,
a nuisance.
That was me.
You were a little dickling.
I was a little dickling through high school.
That's so cute. I was a dick too, but mostly when it came to women, I was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I had a good time.
Did you have sex in high school?
My senior year, second semester, senior year. I'm not going to say her name.
You don't have to.
We would never. Maybe.
We'd have
come
to
on, dude.
It out anyway.
Well, yeah. I just. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
19.
5.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so dope.
It was one of those baby fantasies, actually.
Only it was a reality.
You
it was a baby reality. All right. Let's. Speaking of age. An experience. We got one more question to get through. We have a few more, but here's one more. UTK, you got another fake name. This is from a lady, actually.
Okay. Joseph? No. Josephine.
No, I like Joseph so
Imoratu.
Much.
Wow.
Oh.
What is that?
What's her ethnicity?
She's from Poughkeepsie.
That's good.
Oh, I like that.
Josephine has a long story, but the crux of the question is this. How do men feel about a young woman who's already been married? Do they view her as damaged goods or not that big of a deal? To me, it's not that big of a deal because I've been so far removed from that part of my life, and sometimes that I forget that I even used to be married. But I do understand that the topic of marriage itself is bound to come up in any relationship, and of course I will not hide the fact that I am divorced from someone that I'm dating. But I want to be sensitive to the perception of it, and I want to approach it in the right way. So the other part of my question is, when is it a good time to tell someone that you're dating that you've been married before? Should I wait until I'm asked, or what are your thoughts on this whole issue? So this girl has been divorced, and she wants to know.
She got married when she was 21, divorced when she was 23, and now she's like 26 or something?
Yeah, 27.
All right.
No kids?
No kids.
No problem.
Yeah, I wonder, what, like, is, why does it even gives come a up? Shit. Why, like,
It would be a weird thing if you're dating someone and then after a year she's like, oh, I've been married.
After a year, if you are having feelings and going about the boyfriend and girlfriend thing, I think you should probably be like, yo, just so you know, it's going to come up. I was married. I fucked it up. I did a lot of cheating, or like I was a psycho. Right. And then like, but that's the fear, right? Like, what did person do or not do?
Yeah, that's what you want to know. But it's weird.
Like, why the divorce is the question? Yeah. Was it the other? I mean, it's always. Like,
why did you get divorced? What was the, what was.
And what would you rather it be? The lady broke it off or the guy broke up with her?
In an ideal world, it's we drifted apart because we got married too young and we didn't want to be married and we didn't love each other.
Yeah, right? we're really good friends. We just never talk to each other ever.
Right.
Like, you guys friends? Yeah, you talk? No. Cool.
I mean, in theory,
that's
not
the best, because you never want somebody who's like, oh, like, you got married. Like, how was it? It was awful. It was volatile.
It was nasty. Was
and we have an ugly divorce, and he doesn't give me
he was nasty to me.
Like, yeah, because then you're like, what the fuck? I don't know. Yeah. That's a little scary. But it's kind of weird, because this is theoretically what happens after everybody's, you know, like, you dated somebody for 3 years, and you broke up. But nobody's ever like, why aren't you together with your ex-girlfriend?
Right.
Why didn't it work out?
Like, I've had relationships that lasted longer than this marriage.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's not as big a deal.
And when you go on a first date, nobody's like, well, what happened with your previous relationships?
They don't ask you that?
Not on a first date, but it does come up, like, how, like, what's your dating history? How long, like, have you had many girlfriends? How long is your longest relationship?
Girls, I try not to bring that shit up.
Oh, I know, but I never bring it up. Girls bring it up, though.
They do. But whenever girls bring that up to me, I'm like, I'll tell you whatever you want to know, but don't feel bad if I don't ask you the questions back, because I don't want to know.
No, hell no.
It's the last thing I care about.
That's the other thing, too, is I'm of that frame of mind where, like, it's if it's not my business, then it should stay that way.
Like, so, like, anything that happened before you met, that's not
I don't glean any useful information from it,
from the past.
All that it serves to do is, like, make me a little uncomfortable.
But there is, like, a situation where it's like, oh, I was with this guy for 10 years and we just broke up 2 weeks ago. That's a bigger deal than, like,
yeah, then you're like, okay, then we're just fucking. Like, I know what this is then.
But it is, that's what I'm saying, that, like, the past is somewhat useful going forward. It's not completely random.
Yeah, maybe you want to, like, fill in a couple blanks, like, when was your last relationship? 2 years ago. Great. No more questions.
Yeah.
No more questions, Your Honor.
None.
But there is information that's helpful. Sometimes. It's not just random.
But also, I think occasionally it's I don't know, maybe there's like an ebb and a flow, but it doesn't feel like it should be up to me to pry that information out. Like, are you very newly single? Like, this girl's saying she wants to volunteer the marriage information.
If you're dating a dude and you like him, get it out of the way. Just be like, listen, this might come up at the dinner table with my parents and they're going to talk about my old friggin' husband.
Oh, that's good.
Like, so I'm just going to nip it in the bud.
It is a little weird. It's like, at one point in the last 3 years, like, this woman was proposed to and planned and went through the happiest day of her life with some other guy.
Yeah. But also, when you get married that young, you sort of, like, understand.
Like, there are photos of their wedding celebrating. They're the most in love that they've ever been.
Yeah, like, if you go to, like, you're dating somebody and you, like, click back through their oldest photos on Facebook, you can always, like, see selfies of them and, like, their exes.
And they're
this
bride.
This one would be, like, her old profile picture is her in a wedding dress
with another guy holding it, like, and then, like, kissing his mom because, like, that was part of her family for a little bit.
Right, but
and then in comes Jake and he just wants to hang.
Yeah, right. You want to kick it? You want to go to IHOP? But when country fried
she
steak?
Got married so young. She got married so young that it's like, I don't know. It doesn't, even though, like, I'm sure the wedding was meaningful, it doesn't feel like as much of a big life-altering event as whatever she did after her divorces.
Right. So, well, I mean, one of her questions is kind of silly. Should I wait until I'm asked? I don't think the guy will ever ask if you've been married before.
No, it's not something that crosses. If you're 26, probably not. If you're 36, first question.
Yeah. Right. Oh,
so
that's true. As
married,
you get older.
You have kids. What's up?
Yeah.
26, you're like, what? What was college like? Like,
where'd
you
go to
eat
school
for breakfast?
Did you ever have a husband?
Yeah, right.
Were you husbanded at one point? Did you, you know, like, sign a contract that say you would stay with somebody for the rest of your life?
Do you sign a contract? Oh, you do, huh?
The interesting question is, like, after having been married, does she want to get married again? Or is, like, if you're dating her, does that buy you some time?
Right.
Is she like, no, let's just see what this is for 10 years. And then, you know, maybe we can get married since I already did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's true. That could be good. That could be a nice thing. There's like, you already got it over with. There's
you can tell going. My feelings about commitment from that statement.
Well, like, I'm with you. I don't believe in marriage necessarily either. Like, it's a strange idea to me.
Can you imagine? I love you so much. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I have this piece of paper saying that everything that is mine stays mine if you fuck up or if I fuck up. I love you. I don't think that's going to happen.
But if it does.
Now we'll invite all of our families. They'll stand in a room and watch us promise each other.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not real to us.
I promise I'll never leave you.
Can't we just write an email?
I want my dad. I want your dad, your mom, your aunt, that person that babysat you got, because I want to tell that in front of everyone. I'll say only us forever,
and then I might
look
have to,
everyone
I might watch. Have to do that twice, so nobody get too attached to this guy.
Oh man,
so maybe I would say my advice would be to at a certain point, if you think that you're going to be in a relationship with someone, maybe you can ask him about his prior relationship stuff, and when he answers that, you can tell him that, oh yeah, I was actually married before.
That's
give him a heads up.
Amir, you're so good at this, man.
Fuck. I didn't even know that.
That is so thoughtful and heartfelt and also no responsibility. It's just like the most loving, sneaky way to do it.
Yeah. You ask them, they ask you, you respond, you were married. Maybe he cares. Maybe he doesn't.
Just be the water. Water flows and up and around and through.
And you're not, it's not choosing the direction.
True.
Crawling into UTK's lap. This is so cute. UTK's petting him like a cat.
Come here, buddy.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to thank one other sponsor, and then we'll be right back with more Utica.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
Mm-hmm. You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right. right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Hey, we're back. Where'd you get your sweatpants?
I got these at the Top Stop.
Top Shop?
Top Shop.
Is that your really? Style?
Top Man. yeah, sure.
Do you think I could wear those?
I definitely think you'd love wearing these.
No, I'm saying it would be comfortable, but Jake, do you think I could pull that off?
Yeah, you have a pair of sweatpants, the Nike sweatpants that you got.
Yeah, but they're not that cool. Look at the knee pads. Like,
yeah.
It gets really tapered at the bottom.
Bro, you should... Please take these from me when I leave. We'll trade.
I want to take these pants.
Try them.
Are
try
they a medium?
Them.
I'm a medium.
They're a medium, yeah. We're the same size. You and I are legit.
Are you 5'11", 150 pounds?
55, yeah.
That's me, dude. I was fucking overselling it. I was afraid.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm 56.
Okay, actually. Me too.
Oh, shit. Dude, we're the same. We're like
we
the
are
same,
very
man.
Similar.
And your glasses are pretty similar too.
Yeah.
It's so cool. You're just like on another level, and I'm just trying to get to where you're at.
Well, you guys are, the level that I'm on is different.
Yeah,
is but lower.
No, not even close.
We should go out together.
That would be super fun.
Yeah,
are you kidding? I'm dead ass. That would be so much fun.
What the fuck?
Well, you're a little bit too tall.
I've never like socialized with Amir. You and I have hung out a bunch.
Yeah, we have fun.
So what do you do for fun? Like on the weekends, if we go out, where would we go?
Mad Cherry Coke.
Oh yeah.
I go to the movies and I get the dibs ice creams and I mix them with the popcorns and I eat them. Shit.
Really? You don't give a shit.
And I eat a lot of country fried steak, a lot of gravy.
So you're skinny by accident. You're eating bad food and you're still skinny, or do you work out?
I eat once every 2 days. That's pretty much
it. Oh, that's what it is. So you'll have one country fried steak a week.
Yeah, one country fried steak
and then
a week.
Nothing else.
I'm skinny by accident. Yeah.
Do you work out? Do you run? Do you exercise?
I am useless. I'm a useless human being. I'll play basketball once every month or so.
Yeah.
And then like rue the day I ever decided to make that decision.
So I'm struggling to keep this physique, and then you're just it by accident.
You don't work out.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Works out almost
I'm jealous.
Like 5 days a week.
Yeah.
How? What do you, like, what's your routine?
Like today I ran and then I did push-ups.
I could not run.
You could run.
No, I don't think my knees could take it. I really
Why
don't.
Do you think so?
I like blame it on playing catcher in elementary school for 4 years. Ugh, fucked up my knees playing.
For 3 days.
In the dugout. Yeah. I'm lazy. I got to start working, though. I'm withering away.
Yeah, you're turning 32, dude.
Yeah.
That's no joke.
And then by 35, you don't know anything about this, but
tell me.
When you're 32 or getting there, shit starts to go south.
Well, that's what I'm asking. You're skinny and you're not
It doesn't look good with my shirt off.
Oh, so there's no definition.
It's just, it's...
But there's no sag though. There's no flab. There's no.
There's
flop.
A little. It's like the ski slope thing is starting to happen.
Which is what?
The ski slope breasts. Where they're like this. Just a little.
Oh.
Sort of going like that.
The nice
they're
little,
so small
the nice
though.
Little wine glass.
Yeah. It's really embarrassing.
You're getting little perky A cups.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Your just little acorn titties.
Tiny little paunch. It just doesn't make any sense.
But you're not. Are you? Do you find yourself very busy? Do you have time to work out if you wanted to? Like, you're in movies and TV shows, but I mean, is that, like, a often thing, or is that, like, once every couple months thing?
There's more than enough time for me to be in physical shape.
Yeah.
And I just...
Are you averse to it? You don't like working out? You don't like the way
you know what it's like when you start working out?
Yeah.
The first 3 or 4 days are just useless.
Yeah.
They're a useless waste of time.
You're weak, mm-hmm. and you're not seeing any results.
Yeah.
And you're just tired.
And you feel sad and bad about yourself.
Yeah, and there's big dudes at the gym, and they're looking at you.
You're
and
like,
you're
what am I,
like,
5 years away from that?
Fuck you guys. I don't like you. And then you drink the muscle milk, and then you get the shits, and you're like, I got diarrhea, and I'm tired.
I can't
my arms
work out
hurt.
Now. I have diarrhea. You're doing squats, and you have just like skid marks in your shorts.
Forget squat. And then, like, God forbid you go by yourself and you try to bench press on your own.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's dangerous.
And then I'm putting like 10 pounds on the barbell.
Right.
That's it. and I'm just struggling at 10 pounds.
So you belong to a gym?
I belong to the 24 Hollywood gym on Hollywood in La Brea. I got a month pass that expired a few days
four
ago.
4 years ago.
I went once. Yeah. I even told him, I was like, I want a month pass. You probably won't see me ever again. He was like, fair enough.
Can I have your money now, sir?
Oh, man. $70. Just pissed it away. But you look good, though. I need some biceps is what I need.
Yeah, dude.
That's not hard.
Make a muscle, man. Make a muscle.
Biceps are actually the easiest one.
Make a muscle for UTK. Do you really? I want to show you off.
I don't know. I feel bad a little bit. Should I do it like underhand or like overhand?
Do it Van Damme style.
Like this shit. Like, look at that.
That's awesome.
Yeah?
That's good. Yeah. You have a good physique, too.
Yeah, I work out.
Ladies out there. Rock climbing is fun. It gets you in physical shape, and then you feel like you're just...
I'll come rock climbing.
Come with us. You know, I was talking about doing, like, a fitness kind of thing for If I Were You fans.
Oh, yeah.
Just to, like... I mean, we're not, like... We don't actually... Yeah, we don't... We're not, like, personal... We're not that strong, but right. We're, like...
We're
like,
attainably
like
strong.
Being, yeah, I like being
I think we're more inspirational because
yeah.
Look at us.
Right.
You can at the very least look like me, which is not really anything. Right. So like instead of like putting up
Finn
Arnold.
Your arms are good.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's pretty nice.
That's great. Not like bad. It's a healthy dad bod. It's yeah. The way you do it.
I want to look like what I imagine people think Barack Obama's body looks like.
That's
just
a really
like
good
nice
point.
Chiseled. Yeah. Probably, I don't know. He hasn't like let himself go entirely yet.
No, he looks great.
Well,
he really does. I just hope that whoever's listening and like will try their best, girls out there who are listening, who have a close friend or both of you guys are listening together, not help because he doesn't need help, but throw yourselves at a mirror with a threesome, please. I really want you to be able to have
that in my repertoire.
I also want to let you know that threesomes are not nearly as cool as you think they are,
really?
Because generally it's... two girls that are interested in experiencing each other, and they're kind of going at it, and they're super excited about like seeing a vagina and getting to play with one for the first time.
That sounds great to me.
Yeah,
and then you just sort of try and get it in wherever you can.
Yeah, no, that's all I need.
Can I?
You just described a perfect night for me.
Okay.
You underselling it. Just it really knocked it out of the park.
It's fun. I mean, you just sit there. You put your hands where they go.
Well, how many times have you?
They get smacked away a lot.
Really,
a lot of smacking away.
Have you done this a lot?
I have once upon a time. I had a proclivity for such behavior.
How do you? Okay, now that I'm talking to somebody who's done it a bunch. Do you find yourself in a situation where you're being invited, or do you have to sort of make the magic happen with you?
There needs to be across the board an enthusiasm.
Right.
And again, most of the enthusiasm is coming from the one girl who you usually are like more connected to.
I
want to try some pussy.
Right.
And then the other girl who's like, I know all about pussy. I can help.
Oh, I see.
And then you are just sort of like, this is awesome. This sounds like a freaking dream.
Yeah.
And then you get there and you're like, I have no business being here. Why? Hey, I'm the man. Like none of the things where they both crawl up to you on all fours and gently ladle your...
Sure.
Into there.
Where two girls are doing something to you at the same time.
That's just not how these
really
things work. I mean, in my experience.
So let's say in the grand scheme of your sexual experiences, where does the best threesome rank? Is it in the top 10%? Is it not even in the top 10%? 25th percentile?
Yeah, I mean, the best one is up there
percentile.
Because it was like, whoa, that was
Jesus
cool.
Jesus Christ. Dude.
What? I'm curious.
That
was about
what percentile.
Ranks. I'm just wondering.
What is it?
As a bar
answer
graph.
Answer does he... Yeah, the graph in your mind. Yeah. What does that do
No,
for
I
you?
See it. I'm right there with
visual,
you, Jake.
It helps me visualize. Like, I'm seeing a bar, a rectangle, and I want to know.
Oh, you're hard.
Yeah. I'm hard. It's up there. Yeah. They're fun. It's good to have one. And I hope that this podcast, it's going to ruin my reputation.
No.
But I hope that it throws... But
you'll sacrifice that for a mirror to have a threesome.
Please, ladies.
If anything...
It doesn't matter what you look like.
Well, am I too old? 32 is kind of old to have a threesome, isn't it? Isn't it a young
man's
game?
No, you just told me you work out. You've got stamina.
Oh, that's it? All you need is to be able to jog for miles.
Yeah, dude. You need stamina. I don't have any stamina right now. I smoke cigarettes. I drink Red Bull. I'm like 20 pumps and I need a break. Like, I legit, I'm just like, Yo,
you're winded.
If you had met me like at 24, oof,
game
that's
over.
That's the UTK you wanted to fuck.
Like you go from like to like saying things like, do you like it slow and deep?
Yeah. Like, and sick drinking a Red Bull.
Yeah. He's like, do you like it? Do you mind if we do it slow?
Like, do you mind if is a great question to ask when having sex.
And really just this voice that's inside your head talk. Is like, bro, we're running out of gas. Running out of gas.
Completely separate question that I wanted to ask.
Please,
you.
Yes.
How do you freestyle? How does one freestyle?
Practice.
Because Jake and I try and we're not very good.
You're good.
No, we're not. Oh, I'm sorry, I should speak for myself. I'm not very good.
I'm awesome.
Yeah, Jake's awesome.
You tell a story. You.
But how do you fucking, like, are you thinking of the rhyme before you say the original sentence?
Almost always. Almost always you have, like, your, it's like Mad Libs, right? And you have a bunch of blank syllables that you fit in, and then you have a word that rhymes at right. the end. So almost immediately I'll think about my rhyming word, and then I'll fill in the blanks.
So you're thinking of one thing while you're saying another.
Yeah, it's sort of like, how do I get to this endpoint, right?
I should say that you're in Freestyle Love Supreme, which is like a freestyle rap improv group.
Yes, exactly.
Have you ever seen them perform? It's one of the most like impressive things.
Yeah, yeah. They did a couple shows where we were at.
It's Shockwave.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Who beatboxes.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually just has, who we should talk about, he launched a podcast on our network.
Shocking
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, so if you want to hear Shockwave beatbox and interview and rap and hip hop and all that good stuff.
And his first episode is with the Goldie Shack Gorillas.
Yeah, so you know
Arson
it's good.
Arson and Goldie. I know Goldie's house real well. And Arson as well. I was in that group when I was in New York.
Wow.
Just spouting political, like whatever, just yelling political stuff with no knowledge, and I would just come and sing and be
that's
like,
"That's the best way to yell."
Oh man,
is without knowledge,
you can sing too,
a little bit.
So wait, I have so many things. But first of all, Shock and Awesome.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Shock and Awesome podcast, new podcast on the HeadGum Network.
He's
check
a great
it out.
Friend,
great
He's really
friend,
good.
Nice
Huge,
guy,
awesome big dude. Old regular sized dick on that.
Oh,
one.
That's good. He has a regular sized dick. That's
no,
good
I think it's pretty big. I think he's sitting on a tripod. That guy gets a lot of. He's
I heard that too.
And then, so you're part of this group. Mm-hmm. It's you.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who's doing
who's
Hamilton. And winning
Chris
every
Jackson,
award.
Chris Jackson, David Diggs, who's playing Jefferson and Lafayette on Hamilton. Tommy Kail, who's directing Hamilton, is the
Jesus.
Director. Anthony Veneziale, Two Touch, who lives in San Francisco now with his wife and his two beautiful babies.
So everyone has gone on to do amazing things.
Yeah, yeah. He
it's
works
incredible.
For Google now. He's doing good stuff. Bill Sherman, who's the keys player. Arthur Lewis. It's like a collective.
It's the collective of probably the most talented 7 or 8 people that I know. They're
Thank
just
you.
You guys are so fucking fast and good. It's, are there? I think there are videos of it online if you haven't
seen
it. Yeah,
Freestyle Love Supreme. We had a show on Pivot
yes.
that ran for 10 episodes that mixed some unscripted stuff
right.
with the live show, which was pretty cool.
It's like improv, cool. which is already really hard, and then also freestyling at the same time.
It's so fun,
it's like
man.
Funny and also musically really, really fucking
because,
impressive.
I was super split. Do we have time to get into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
I was super split because I started doing theater, and I've always been like not like you guys, but like comedy oriented. Nothing even close to as amazing as you guys are. Seriously, you guys are the best. I feel like a douchebag talking about me being funny in front of you. But I was doing the funny stuff. But then when I really started getting into hip hop and freestyling in college, I started rapping at these open mics at clubs. And then I started doing rap battles.
Wow.
And I was battling, like, if for the people that don't know, if you've seen the movie 8 Mile, it was legitimately just like that.
Wow.
Except it was like, instead of the white kid, it was like the skinny Indian kid. And everyone was like, go get a Slurpee and friggin' Arab Taliban, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, figure that out.
This is where?
This is in New York.
Okay.
And I did pretty well. I mean, I did very well.
Yeah.
it's and,
okay. You don't have to be humble here.
All right. No, I won. I won quite a bit. And I got into this hip-hop play called History of the Word, which was playing at Rutgers University at the Crossroads Theater. And the producer of that knew the Freestyle Love Supreme guys, and Lin was going to do this other play called In the Heights because he's a fucking genius.
Yeah. And I'm, he's officially a genius now.
Yeah,
he won
I mean,
an award that
I
said
know.
He was a genius.
I love him. I really do. I really.
He is a genius.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, the great thing about Lin is when like Obama or Michelle Obama comes to see his show, he is as excited as when his third grade science teacher comes.
Yeah.
It's just the same amount of,
and he's done just like videos for College Humor. He's like so into it and so invested. I'm like, you care about this more than I do, and you have so much more important shit going on.
He only does dope shit.
That's awesome.
So they brought me in to audition with these guys, and I came into this machine that was already like well oiled and like selling out houses and shows, and it just, I mean, it took off. I got an agent off of Freestyle Love Supreme, off of fucking rapping, off of making
I can't
raps.
Imagine seeing Jesus. That show and being like, that's all right. I don't need to represent any of these guys.
So even Pitch Perfect, the guy from who directed Pitch Perfect, Jason Moore, directed this show called Avenue Q on Broadway, and he called Tommy, who's the director of and Tommy co-signed me. So it's like, I mean, that has nothing to do with the actual show. I'm just giving you guys the backstory.
Right.
But the show itself is dope. It melds. This is what it is. When I came in, I was like, yo, I'm the best. I never settle for less. I get the biggest breast. That's right. I smoke cest. All the girls want to digest my fucking nuts and I grab on their butts. Yo, what's up? What's up? And Tommy was like, that's really cool. But we're not trying to dick swing here. All we're trying to talk about like, yeast. Like,
we're just trying to talk about like, 3 seconds of thought. Yeast.
We want to discuss like the Italian architecture or like the history of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Right. So like, everyone has a specific niche that they fill.
Right. Right.
They have like an encyclopedic knowledge of a certain area of topics.
So mine is like sports, music, comic book heroes.
Yeast.
You're the yeast expert.
But like that, and he was like, that's not interesting for us to like to exalt ourselves. What we want to do is use our skills to like to look into the minute details of life and make them interesting, which is very much about improv, right?
Right.
It's like a tenet of improv, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
From my UCV 201 training.
But you did have to take some training just to like understand the comedic formulas and structure
in the game. So it's cool, man. It's fun.
But the cool thing about you, or for me, is that your niche is sports. So like I'm right there with you, like collecting basketball cards in 1993. So when you're rapping up there about like Dan Marley and Mark Long and fucking Thunder Kevin Day. Johnson and Kevin Charles Johnson. Barkley, I'm like extra into it because I'm
who was your
you.
Team?
I was the Lakers guy.
Lakers. Eldon Campbell.
Yeah, dude. You know he scored more points for the Lakers in the 90s than any other player.
I did know that.
Exactly.
Do you do Sporkle trivia games?
I do.
Are you on that Sporkle shit? Yo, are you on that Sporkle?
No, you guys really do have to hang out.
Dude, Sporkle is my jam.
Like I'm like an unnoticed part of a threesome right now.
You got the Clippers shirt on. Did you
guys try to finger UTK and he's just like batting my hand away?
No. Come here. Did you? Put it that's how butt. It always works too. Is it's like I'm trying to finger you and you're batting my hand away. No, come here. Come on.
You just feel there's nothing worse than being pitied in a threesome.
Sad during a threesome.
I like you.
Can
like
you imagine you're having a threesome and somebody says to you, "What's wrong?" Yeah. How could anything be wrong?
You look glum. But it's true. I'm so in my head. Even when it's just one on one, I can't imagine if I sense that somebody's pitying me or looking down on me. I just feel like
it's tough.
All my friends are there laughing at me in the room, even though they're not yet.
Well, you just got to be honest and be like, I need some attention. Yeah. I need a little bit of love.
What
right
about
now.
Little old me?
Do you have time to answer one more question? Do you have to go?
Dude, I fucking love Jake and Amir. When you guys.
He's just saying this as he's shaking his head. He doesn't have time.
The last episode, when you guys read your very first script and you guys started tearing up. And then you were like, this is so dumb, but it wasn't dumb because it was so good. Oh my God, I felt.
For the first time.
Did you guys cry when you shot that?
No, but it was oddly emotional. It was the last thing we shot. Scene was the last thing we shot in the office.
We shot
it.
I think that was a really cool thing our producer did. She shot them all in order, so we didn't have to like bounce around. Because it like wasn't that practical to shoot them all in order, but she made it work. And then we were also so busy shooting that last date that we like didn't even check in and be like, this is crazy. We're shooting the last episodes until it was like that final shot. And I was like, whoa, wait, this is
the last shot.
This one right now.
And you guys have been doing the show for like 2 years.
Yeah, at the very least two, if not six more than that. Anyway.
Anyway, that was great. So, right. Yes, I have time. What's up?
All right, here we go. I just started seeing a new guy.
Wait.
Oh, shit. It's a girl's name.
It's a girl's name?
Mm-hmm.
Swanson.
Yeast.
Yeast. Yeast Swanson. Yeast Swanson.
Yeasty.
Yeast Swanson.
Yeasty Swans.
I just started seeing this new guy. The new guy is completely the opposite of my type. While I tend to like tall, skinny guys, I'm 5'9", I lean more towards bigger guys rather than skinny. This new guy is barely my height, stupid skinny, especially next to my very curvy body. Though I never thought anything would come of this new relationship, I find myself unbelievably sexually and emotionally attracted to this new person. We've gone on 2 dates, and he's asked me to be his girlfriend already.
Whoa, whoa.
To which I have said I needed more time to figure out.
Smart.
I haven't had sex with this new guy yet.
What?
And I feel reluctant because I've convinced myself there's a chance he would reject me. I know you guys make jokes.
Because of that big old butt.
I know you guys
which
make...
Which is great, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
I know you guys would make jokes about guys having sex with whoever and whatever.
Mm-mm.
But do you think there's...
I wasn't there for that.
But do you think there's a chance of being rejected once the new guy sees me naked?
Oh, yeast.
I just want to have UTK... Like, you never even have to be on the podcast.
Just
like,
interject.
Answer, just, yeah, just to be there while you read the questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Calm down.
Like, yeah, like the background of a rap track.
Big old booty. Uh-huh.
Yeast, what do you think?
I think once a guy is attracted to you enough to ask you to be your girlfriend, that's a whole separate weird issue that he asked you that early. There's no chance he's going to see or be surprised when you're naked. When you're naked, right. That's the best part. Like, yeah. If you're down with somebody clothed, naked is like 10 times better. You never see someone naked and they're like, oh, that reversed everything that I already thought.
Especially,
that's
like,
true.
He knows that you have curves. He can see that.
Yeah.
So like when you take off your clothes and he can act like really see the curves, I think he'll lose his mind.
I think he'll lose his
mind. I'm pretty sure
nut.
That this tiny little skinny man likes the curves.
Yeah.
They're like, you're good.
We're all slender gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I really dig curves, man.
Yeah.
Do you like them skinny?
No. I like stuff that I don't have.
Yeah.
So I like boobies and I like curvings.
Yeah.
And I like vajays.
Me too.
Because these are things that I can't look down and see.
I mean, I'm starting to be able to see some boobies.
But your titties are too small still.
Yeah, my tits are too small for myself. I would say that the thing that she needs to focus on is this, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
How old is Yeast? Yeast, hey.
Yeast.
God, I don't know if she actually said.
Sounds like high school or college.
20.
Oh.
20, okay. So this seems like a really nice guy then.
Yeah.
Who's like, be my girlfriend after 2 dates.
He seems like the dad from Back to the Future. I just saw Back to the Future recently, but he's just like, will you be my girlfriend? You know, like that kind of like awkward, nervous, skinny guy.
The bad guy from Charlie's Angels.
Oh, Crispin Glover.
That's who you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, Crispin.
Yeah. You know Crispin. That's who took me to the Laker game.
Crispy.
Keep it Crispin.
Oh, man. I saw him recently at the Playboy Mansion for the Midsummer Nights party that
they
had.
What the fuck? How do you go to the play? Can we?
This guy, Lamorne, from New Girl. Oh, yeah. Name drop.
Yeah.
Oh, I just shit in my own mouth. Fuck, that's disgusting. Hi, Lamorne. Call me. Call me back.
Or text me back.
I got that great movie idea we were talking about. Haven't heard back from you. Crispin Glover was there in this like purple velvet suit and everything. So gangster. He looks like he's like our age.
Really?
And he's got to be 40 or 50 at
more,
this point.
Yeah, because he was old in Back to the Future, which is 1985.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
He is just.
So he's probably old. Wasn't he like 30 years ago? Isn't he 60?
Yeah, he might be, but he looks like he's 25.
Wow.
But
are you sure you saw Crispin Glover?
It was him.
Yeah.
It was definitely him. I think that this guy wants to be her boyfriend, and then that's weird.
Yeah.
At 20, though. But when you were 20, were you saying, because I might have been the kind of guy that was after 2 dates, like, do you want a date?
I don't even remember what I was like when
I was 20. So worried about, like, her not liking me.
When I was 20, I had, like, crushes for, like, 3 years. So, I'm ready for what we have to have together, because I've been thinking about this person for that long without doing anything.
I would kiss a girl. Go ahead.
Like, I would ask girls to be my girlfriend before we even went on a date at all. Because it's like, I don't know, it's super romantic. And I don't think she has to say, like, yes, I'll be your girlfriend. But it's like, hey, I want you to be my girlfriend. And she's like, I like that. And then she didn't date him. She doesn't have to say yes.
Yeah. She can be like, we can take a little bit more time. Yeah,
takes
when I was 20 or like 19, 20, I would like kiss a girl, make like a double LP mixtape.
Wow.
Like two. One of like heartfelt, one of fun. I would give them that shit handwritten with the playlist and everything. Dang. And then wonder why they'd get freaked out and be like, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Because like, they played it backwards and it was a death threat.
Yeah, right? It was like, I'm needy.
Will you be with me?
I think that if she's a big girl, she just should make sure, as all men and women should do, just make sure you're groomed and everything's looking good.
Oh.
Take a, you know, I know that for myself, I'm an Indian. Mm-hmm. I got hairy nether regions.
Sure.
Papa got to take a little clippers to it.
Speaking
you know,
of clippers.
Carefully.
Yeah.
Because stuff can go wrong.
Stuff can go awry.
Yeah, stuff can go awry. That's the only thing I would be worried about. Unless he's into hairy girls. And this is not even to say that yeast is hairy.
No.
But, and sorry that
it
we're calling
like she's worried
you
about
yeast.
Her curves and you're worried about her hair.
Yeah, this is me. This is my
issue. You're projecting.
This is my issue I'm projecting. You're going to do fine. Sorry we called you yeast.
Yeah. I think that's true. Yeah, you're going to be fine. He's not going to backtrack.
Hell no.
If he wants, I mean, clearly, I think she just needs to, she's got to stand naked in front of a mirror and be like, my body's dope and I'm going to go blow this guy's fucking mind.
Yeah.
And you will.
Because his thin little dick is going to be, it's going to go on a little adventure.
Don't listen to him. He's got a huge dick.
Yeah.
Just wait for it.
The skinnier you are, the bigger
he's
your
dick. He's
got
a regular shockwave.
But if it's over 3.5 inches, it's gigantic, just so you know. That's above average.
It's hidden in all of his
hair. 90th percentile, as they call it.
It's really big.
UTK.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show.
On that?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
That was perfect.
I just want to say, guys.
Yeah.
That it's been such an honor.
It's been a thrill ride for
us. To be hanging out with my heroes.
We should legit hang.
I'm legit going to go home and watch every single episode of Jake and Amir after this. I'm going to. I got the afternoon free.
When you're done in 3 weeks, we should hang out.
I would love to. Yeah. Really. I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah.
Because we're both single now.
We'll take a picture and then hold ourselves accountable.
Well, what are you doing this weekend? We're trying to go out. We're going to go out on Friday.
I'm going to Texas.
That's awesome, dude. We'll be there.
Yeah, let's come. Austin City Limits.
Oh, shit. Are you doing or are you experiencing?
I'm experiencing.
Oh, Austin's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
It's going to be dope. We should maybe go.
All right.
Let's think about it.
You guys are, by the way, these guys do their podcast out of a fucking mansion. They're super wealthy. There's lots of room for a threesome in here. Ladies, somebody please. Amir is he's so hot. Look at him.
Do you want to plug anything?
Just you having a threesome.
What can I plug?
Do you have
plug?
An Instagram or Twitter or a show or a movie or a thing people should watch?
At UTK the INC, UTKTHEINC on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to be in Ride Along 2 in January.
That's awesome.
Barbershop 3 is coming out next year.
Jesus.
Other than that,
you're in all the sequels and threequels.
I got some music coming out that I'll let people know about. I'm singing with my guitar.
Really?
Yeah, no rap.
Is that true?
It's all singing.
Holy shit.
You want to hear a little bit of it right now?
Yeah, how do we do that?
I can just play it through my phone on the mic.
Oh, really?
Is that weird?
No, let's do it.
We don't have an ending song now. We'll just use this one.
Okay, so
I haven't played this for anyone.
Holy shit. This is a world premiere. Can I whisper LA Leakers throughout it? So
yeah,
like it's like an audio watermark.
Yeah, do it. First I gotta find it.
Oh, that's great.
It's not good. No, I'm joking. I'm really proud of it.
I'm like, are you sure you want to play it?
I'm super proud of it. All right, should we go out this way?
Yeah, this is it. This is the end. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you have your own questions, your own theme songs, your own Facebook thumbnail submission, send it all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. UTK, thanks for coming on the show. We'll be back next week. Let's hear one of UTK's jams. Okay. What's the name of it?
It's called Bang Bang.
Bang Bang.
Thanks for being here, Jake.
On our way out.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Threesome. Whoa, oh. Amir, threesome. Yeah, yeah, oh. Whoa, seriously, somebody give Amir a threesome.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.